This is exactly right.
Du stehst auf Krimis mit Twist? Dann schau dir die Serie Die Toten von Mano 2 an. Bei dem Versuch, ein Waisenmädchen zu beschützen, geraten die Kommissare Ment und Elling ins Kreuzfeuer. Und das Mädchen verschwindet spurlos. Zwei Sonderermittler müssen herausfinden, wer die Wahrheit mit allen Mitteln verschleiern möchte. Dich erwartet ein Netz aus Geheimnissen und die Frage, wem kann man überhaupt noch trauen? Die Toten von Mano 2. Jetzt exklusiv streamen in der ARD Mediathek.
Hi, I'm Bridger Weiniger, and each week I invite my favorite people from comedy to join me on my podcast, I Said No Gifts. It's not just the title of the show, it's also my only request. And yet every guest disobeys. Listen as unwanted presents, offerings, and trinkets are laid at my feet, and the conversation turns to whatever bizarre item is forced on me. Tension runs high, but I am a professional and I keep things civil despite having every reason to rip my guests to shreds. Listen to I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Thursday.
Hello,
and welcome
to Rewind with Karen and Georgia.
Yes, this is our Wednesday episode where we recap an old episode of My Favorite Murder. We give you case updates if we have any, apologies if they're necessary, and probably throw in a couple tangents.
Oh, we love a good tangent. Today, we're revisiting episode 23, which, you know, we're still in those pun number names. So this one's called Making a 23rder, which came out on Wednesday, June 29th, 2016. And this episode is themed, we tell survivor stories, but also introduce three very important parts of MFM lore. Karen coins an iconic phrase, and a listener names the listeners.
And it is the debut of the man, the myth, the mustache, Stephen Ray Morris.
Yes. So buckle up, murderinos, because now we can all be day one listeners.
Okay, it's time to listen to the intro of episode 23.
Welcome.
What you couldn't hear is Karen and I just smiling, just doing creepily
fake podcast faces to each other as we were about to introduce this. Welcome to My Favorite Murder, starring Georgia Hardstark. That's her.
Hi.
And Karen Kilgariff.
Hi.
That's me.
You're really good at long pauses. And so I'm like, is she waiting for me to jump in? And then
you mean I'm good at like putting them in and making you unsure as to what you're supposed to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's us.
I like to keep mystery in the relationship.
You look tan. Did you get a tan?
No. I have a red face because my favorite celebrity was talking to me on Twitter. And so my cheeks got really red and they won't stop being red.
Karen, it's like significant.
I know.
I've never seen you flushed before.
I know. This is what it looks like.
Holy shit. You don't have to say who it is, but oh my God.
I know. Well, he knows who he is because that's why he talks.
You get flushed when someone talks to you that you like?
Yeah.
That's cute. I've never seen you speak to someone you like then.
I know. It doesn't happen that often.
You don't like any of our friends.
It's just, you know, there's some good uses for Twitter. That's all I'll say.
That's so cute.
Aren't I precious? Also, I was driving into the sun, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Driving home from work. So that it was a combo thing too, but
I also don't think I've ever seen your arms. You took your sweater off because it's 100,000 degrees in my apartment.
That's right.
And you're tan as fuck.
Well, yeah, I guess I am a little bit. I think this is just from how hot it's been lately.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a short sleeve shirt. Your adorable freckles. Let's talk about you. You have adorable freckles and you're tan.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I think look at this farmer's tan though.
That's hilarious.
I gotta start working.
That is not a gnarly farmer's tan.
Do not take a picture of this, Steven. Could you imagine?
It's pretty sweet.
It looks like I'm an apple picker professionally. Farmer's tan that I have going.
It totally does.
It's summer. Summer Karen is in full effect right now.
I got Botox today.
You did?
We're going to go ahead and talk about.
Let's just tell all of our secrets.
God, I wish I had like, what is it called? tact, any kind of shame.
I love it.
Secrets.
Well, who cares? At this point, everyone gets it.
Oh my God. If I cared that people, like I was trying to hide Botox, that wouldn't be me. It's like lying about your age.
Also, every person that lives in this town would have to be hiding it.
Yeah. And you know what else? Half the other people should get Botox. Because fuck, it's like the best. It's the best.
Wait, let me put my glasses back on.
Okay. So you can't tell. It takes like a week for it to work, but you can see like a little bit of a bruise coming up.
Oh, and then what happens? Everything tightens up?
Yeah, it doesn't tighten. It just kind of... Yeah, it just... the muscles stop working, so there's no wrinkles.
Oh,
it's great. I love it. I don't care how fucking vapid I sound. But I don't. It's not vapid. I'm not.
It's not vapid. You're an on-camera personality.
Yeah.
This kind of shit. You just don't. I mean, if people know, like when you see yourself on camera, it's the physical equivalent of when you hear your voice on an answering machine.
Yeah.
It's nightmarish. Or in a podcast.
Especially HD on a huge TV.
Oh, please.
And in general, too, it makes you feel better about myself.
Of course.
So who fucking cares?
And also every single person that you see on television over the age of 12 is filled with Botox.
For sure. You know why? Because it's awesome.
Because it works.
It's so great.
Until they start, what they need to do is they need to develop some kind of a computer program that can just automatically go in and pull out wrinkles.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do. But until then, it's on the individual performer.
Yeah. And it's, oh man. I love it.
I just love it. Do you feel like spinning in a circle? Like a pretty girl in a dress with an apron on the front?
I get car sick really easily, so I think that would be a mistake. But I give money to charity too. It's not like this is my only...
Girl, you're in Hollywood. You're a Hollywood on-camera presence. You are a star of the Food Network. You are a dessert queen.
Thank you.
You don't want wrinkles in that shit?
No, I don't need it.
Although I... have them and support them 100%.
No,
I have a crevice in my forehead that a while ago I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna go with this.
Yeah.
Like
how gray hair when they're like, I'm just gonna let my hair fucking grow gray.
I can't do that yet because if I did, I could go completely gray really fast.
No, I like your dark hair. You don't need
it. I need it.
Yeah.
I need it.
I feel the same way with bangs. Like they're my comfort. I
exactly.
Need them.
I need some dark hair left over from my 90s mod. We call it a mod / goth phase. I didn't really ever commit to anything entirely except for beer. but I need the hair. I need some darkness around me.
Sure.
At all times.
Bangs and a fucking bob
and
haircut.
A strong lip and a hoop earring.
And a beer.
And a... Oh, only.
Yeah. And like lip liner only, no lipstick. Yeah.
What are we talking about now?
I don't know. I just kind of went that way. Hey, I finished The Simpsons show.
Oh, I haven't.
The new Simpsons.
And you love it?
So we're talking about the O.J. Simpson Made in America document, 30 for 30 documentary.
Unbelievable.
Did you see the crime scene photos?
No.
Okay, so here's what they do. Everyone was like, episode 4... hardcore crime scene photos, like just be prepared. So they showed them
four. Okay, then I'm halfway through four, so I haven't seen the hardcore.
So they show them, and I'm like, oh, I must be so fucking crazy and desensitized because this is nothing. It was just like, oh, and then suddenly it's a fucking up close of her neck wound of Nicole Simpson's, sorry, Nicole Brown's neck wound.
I haven't seen that.
Like no warning. And I thought like, oh, I can see that. Like her sad, sad, crumpled body. His body really kind of did get to me. Ron Goldman, man.
It's so sad.
He came upon her being attacked. It's not even like, I always thought that they were there together and OJ freaked out because he thought they were dating.
Right.
He wasn't even there yet when the attack on Nicole started.
Ugh.
They
say that in the documentary. Yeah. That's like proven fact.
It's yeah. She got attacked during the and fell to the ground, and that's when he came in.
Oh,
and he was just bringing her mom's reading glasses that she had left at the restaurant where he waited tables.
Nightmare for that mom. I mean,
because
to have that connection of like, oh, I needed my glasses back, and then
totally. Bothered me, and that I keep thinking about him and his. Anyway,
It's not good.
Yeah. So you should finish it.
I will definitely finish it. I think it's like every time I go home after a day of work where I'm like a little bit wrung out, a little tired, I just want to listen to British people.
I tried it.
Speaking of which, what?
The show?
Tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
It's a reading show. I tried to watch episode 2 last night and I fell asleep almost immediately. And I kept closing my eyes going, now I don't know what's happening because I'm not looking. Because I'm not reading. But I love it.
I was bored. Four minutes in. I'm going to try it again and try it some more.
Too much reading?
No. Too fucking dramatic. The cute officer is like, oh, cheerio, you can take the body, like, take this murder, it's all yours, bye. Yeah. And then it's like, but then the body falls apart in half. And
spoiler alert.
What?
The body falls apart.
Shit. I mean, that was in the first 2 minutes.
It's, no, I know.
You know what I mean?
No, I think I hear what you're saying. I accept what you're saying. I think it's interesting, though. Like, I like that it's like the French female cop who's, of course, a beautiful young French actress, but is also playing this borderline autistic, very all business,
bitchy kind of
bitchy and like kind of like, I don't care if you're making a joke. I don't care if you're being charming.
I'm saying bitchy and like bitchy, like it's fucking awesome.
But it is.
I don't
awesome.
Feel like what a bitch. Like bitchy. No, bitchy.
We like
cool.
bitchy.
I'm gonna try it again. Like I pretty much 90% of the time hate every show, like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I hate the show, but.
Because it's hard to get used to new things.
That's true. Speaking of new things, I have a present for you and for me.
Ooh.
From a listener.
Is this our first listener, like, viewer mail?
Yeah, I have
like a listener mail.
Don't worry, I have a P.O. box. Good. So if anyone wants to send us shit, you can message me. And if you're not insane and have okay grammar, I'll give you our P.O. box number. So Caroline Abernathy sent us a present.
Caroline?
To my P.O. box. She's a sweet baby angel.
Have you already opened it?
I fucking have. And I know she was like, I'm sending you this thing. And I'm like, great.
Oh, awesome.
I'll tell Karen. So
the first thing I thought of, it's full of live moths.
I haven't opened it.
Creepy.
Kaboom. And that's how they died. So she sells this in her Etsy shop. It's called, her Etsy shop is Anime Gravy with a capital A. I don't know if that's necessary. Like you have to put it in or whatever. Right? Are you ready for this present? Okay,
yes.
I'm gonna put my mic down real quick.
Okay. She's unscrolling a small put. It's the Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered with Elvis and the Owl poster. We each have our own.
Yes.
Oh my God. This is gorgeous.
I know. So this chick is so... For new listeners, I mean, get with the program. But so we always...
First of all, let us reprimand you for being
right.
So this is amazing.
Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered is our thing we always say.
Our catchphrase?
No, it's just something we started saying and people like it.
My catchphrase is, what are you talking about, Willis?
That's right, I forgot. And then Elvis, my cat, is... It looks just like him.
It looks exactly like him.
And the owl, of course, is the owl theory from The Staircase.
Which is very funny. A lot of people have pointed out on the Facebook page, we've never really talked about that on the podcast. It's like you and I have personally talked about and just referenced.
Right. We've mentioned it being a theory.
Yeah.
But we haven't like discussed if we believe it or
not. I think it's like we've discussed how we've discussed it.
Right.
Essentially. So there's a lot of people who are like, wait, when did
they
talk about this?
It's disgusted.
Yeah. It is disgusting.
This is
amazing.
And it's the color of my walls too. It's like this,
yeah,
like
that's weird.
Mint green that I'm obsessed with.
Beautiful.
It's so cute.
This is the best.
So you guys can go to Anime Gravy and you can buy it. I want to tell everyone it's just $10, but I feel like she should up the price right now. So
it's worth more than $10.
It's only $25.
Caroline Abernathy?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Thank you so much for the I haven't read the note actually. Oh, let's see. Should I read the note?
Yes.
Dear Karen and Georgia, I'm so happy that you like my drawing. Thanks for always making me laugh, then feel dumb as fuck about all the murders, then smile again by asking Elvis if he wants a cookie. I've introduced multiple friends to your podcast. It's the perfect friend filter to see who's cool enough to hang out with murderinos.
Yay. Nice.
You two rock so fucking hard. Stay sexy. Don't get murdered, Caroline.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I love it so much.
That's really exciting.
I'm going to get it framed.
I love it. Now, greedily, the next thing I was immediately going to say is, now I want one of those little key, like those little pendants that say, stay sexy, don't get murdered.
We need to give her a shout out. Let me see here.
I think we did once.
We totally have.
That's the one who's named Flossie, right? Or am I, is that a...
Let's, hey, Stephen, will you look that up for us since you're here?
Oh, you guys, this week we have a recording engineer.
Right. Remember how we had technical difficulties last week, Stephen?
I'm helping us, the sound not get murdered.
Thank you. Stephen Ray Morris, who you know and love from the Facebook group, is helping us because tech diffs last week.
Mm-hmm. We're just trying to be professional. You know how we strive and aspire to be better every week.
I've never felt worse about, like, been more bummed about not having a belch ready when you said that. I'm like, you know me, I'm fucking belch.
Get one ready and then drop it in as a surprise at some point during the podcast.
And it will. Oh, I just remembered. So the podcast that I love that I go to sleep to called Sleep With Me Podcast.
Yeah.
He gave us a shout out. He gave me a shout out and gave My Favorite Murder a shout out.
Georgia!
I was listening to it and I'm so sorry. I was fast forwarding in the beginning because he talks about like who's... Oh, we have the person who...
Oh, let's see. Her name.
Is it one of those people?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
But I don't know which...
I just touched the picture. Should something happen?
No. We don't know yet.
It's that one.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, we just have to do a step-by-step. Thank you.
I was fast-forwarding through the part that I don't care about, the beginning.
Say, everybody's a skipper in some way.
I skipped the very beginning, but not the like good stuff. So, and I heard Georgia H, and as I'm skipping, and I was like, wait a second.
Hey.
And I go back, and he was like, he's just like so sweet. He like gives everyone a shout-out. So... And he said, my favorite M, dial M for, like, he quit on a sleep podcast. He didn't want to say the word murder, which I love.
That's sweet.
Yeah. If you guys have insomnia, listen to the Sleep With Me podcast. It's my new Ambien.
That's great.
It's so fucking good.
That's really, that's so exciting.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, you know what? We got a shout out and people have talked about it on the dollop. Right. And I just wanted to give people, we already talked about how he called you Georgina Hoobastank. I don't know if he asked me for your email. So
he hasn't emailed me yet.
Okay. I'm sure he's going to email you a long and involved apology.
I'm sure it's an apology.
But if you like, the dollop is Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds, and they tell weekly, I think it's actually bi-weekly, they go over crazy historical stories from America, Australia, anywhere.
So cool.
They're insane. Like there's this one I would start with that's about bathing suits, like men's bathing suits and the why. That's, you know, the boys and men used to be required to swim naked until like the 60s.
No,
I swear to God, it's the craziest story where you're like, anyway,
they have all these. I love fucking stupid historical. I love stupid historical facts that you just like wouldn't know.
That's the dollop 100%. Dave basically reads the story. Gareth's never heard the story before.
And he does and what then, I do.
No. Yes, exactly. And then just like riffs thing. It's really hilarious. It's one of my favorite podcasts. But anyway, so they gave us a shout out. So all these people were like, oh, that's so weird. I love that podcast. And then so Dave told me, I texted Dave and said, thank you. And then I said, is it okay if I tell them that you were my first comedy boyfriend? Because Dave Anthony and I dated like in the
boyfriend 90s. Boyfriend?
Yeah, he was my boyfriend. Holy he was my first real boyfriend when I lived in San Francisco.
Oh my God.
And so I said, is it okay if I tell them you were my first comedy boyfriend? And then he just texted back in all caps, there were others, which was hilarious. So I think people like a little inside scoop of fun stuff because people just think that we're all like, I just think it's funny that people are like, that's so weird that my favorite podcast, The Dollop, gave a shout out to My Favorite Murder. And it's like, yeah, I've known Dave for almost 30 years.
Well, I feel like the comedian people, like you've met them all. And I actually asked you before, like, hey, can I give this podcast a shout out? Because I don't know if you hate this.
Always good to check.
Like, you might have history with this fucking person. And I'm like,
definitely
are you going to be pissed that I...
Right.
So yeah, you know, I mean, you know everyone. Okay. We know who these keychains are made by. They're metal and they're stamped with Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered. They're amazing.
With a little heart at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's by a Etsy seller, My Heart Has Plans.
Do it.
My Heart Has Plans.
That's so adorable. If you just... I honestly just Googled Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered Etsy. And that was like the first thing. And then the cross-stitching one that popped up.
Oh, yeah. Too. That shit comes up.
There's some good stuff on there.
We're Googleable. Okay, we're back in the present.
sadly, we're Stephen-less, but I love that he's here with us now.
He's here with us then. I love in the timeline of the podcast that he's joined us finally.
Me too. He was so badly needed. And if you can just picture it too, like we're still in my apartment. There's a love seat that I am just probably really offensively sprawled across.
Yes, it was. I was offended constantly.
Right. And you were on the couch and then Stephen would just sit on the carpet. It was just this like apartment carpet. And he was just like happy as a fucking clam sitting on this carpet recording, laughing and giggling to himself.
Stephen was crisscross applesauce over on the side, giggling and like basically encouraging what we were doing, which was much needed and much appreciated.
He didn't even ask for a chair. Now that I think of it. And I didn't offer him one. Now that I think of it.
Look, we were going through some stuff.
I think I had
trying to
some.
Get it done.
Pretty sure I had like a vintage dining set that no one ever used. I could have given him a chair, but he wanted to be.
It was to his left. He could have gotten it if he wanted to.
It was a tiny apartment. There was no dining room. Yeah.
But I feel like he has the true soul of a podcast engineer where he's like, I'm going to be invisible and sit here and listen and then take notes and help you.
Right. I'm basically another listener. I'm just like better at it than most listeners.
Yeah. I'm first at it, kind of. So also there was an example of Stephen immediately being not just useful as the sound guy, but then I can remember the name of that Etsy creator who made a keychain. He immediately finds it for us.
Of course he does. But also we get our first listener mail, like a package, because a listener named Carolyn Abernathy, who has an Etsy shop called Anime Gravy, of course, sent us that classic Elvis riding an owl image with Stay Sexy and Don't Get Murdered on it. It's a beauty. I love it to this day.
It was so thrilling to see that picture when we first saw it, where it was like, oh, someone's out there listening and then making something because of what they hear.
Yeah. And now it's like in our hands and tangible. And I have to start paying for framing.
Yes. Oh, those were your thoughts at the time.
Well, I think I was still a thumbtack. I was still a thumbtack girl at the time. So, yes. And her Etsy shop, Anime Gravy Art, all one word, is still open. And this poster is still available for sale. So go get yourself a classic piece of MFM merch history.
And thank you, Caroline, for being a part of that history. Yeah. What a lovely experience that was very early on.
Truly.
Well, it's time for, I think, George's story in this episode, right? Episode 23. Yeah. And it's the story about the chessboard killer.
Sorry, Santa. You and the reindeer have been great, but we're bringing in someone new this year.
I'm sorry, you're firing Santa?
I am. We can do it ourselves. Miracle Made sheets are inspired by NASA and designed to make sleep out of this world.
These sheets are self-cleaning, temperature regulating, and luxuriously soft. Everything you'd want in a gift.
Miracle Made offers a whole line of antibacterial bedding that prevents up to 99.7% of bacterial growth.
They're self-cooling and they're designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long.
And if you're worried about sacrificing comfort or quality, Miracle Made has bedding that's as luxurious as a 5-star hotel without the hefty price tag. So I've been using a Miracle Made duvet cover. It is so soft. I like get into bed early when it's on my bed just so I can cuddle up. And I went on a vacation recently and I stayed in a hotel and I missed my Miracle Made sheets. Like, and I'm really picky with stuff. It's truly luxurious.
So go to trymiracle.com/murder to try Miracle Made sheets today.
And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%.
And if you use our promo code MURDER at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%.
Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/murder and use the code MURDER to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off.
Again, that's trymiracle.com/murder to treat yourself.
Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
Goodbye. And goodbye.
Am I first this week?
Yeah, I think I was first last
week. I think
you're
right.
With the old sawn beans.
Oh, right. So as last week we did a 1500s murder, which we were both like, that was a mistake.
What I liked is when I re-listened to it, it's just so clearly reading. It was like we were being forced to read book reports in front of our class. That's what it sounded like. We tried to have fun with it, but I mean, you know.
Okay, so we gave ourselves an I survived theme. And I think from now on, let's do a couple more weeks of no theme.
No theme.
After this. But I do like this.
Once again, did you get painted into a box?
No. I like this one. I think it's cool. And it's something I've never heard of. And it's creepy and fucked up. And
good.
Okay. I like it. It's for sure. But man, I like to go wild.
You just like to be yourself and decide what you want to do at the last second.
I want to do me.
You're on your journey. I'm positive that my vocal fry has gotten worse since we started this podcast.
You sound a little like you're getting over a thing.
You know what's weird? I had a little throaty feeling last night.
Or are you getting over hanging out with me and taking my...
I'm over it.
And getting my vocal fry.
It's catching. It's contagious.
You know who hates vocal fries? 52-year-old single... divorced dads. Those are the only people who complain about it.
Sounds like you're thinking of someone very specific.
My own? No, my dad's. My dad, do you see, he keeps commenting on our shit.
Yeah, he's totally into it, isn't he?
He keeps writing like, he always writes like, you go, girl. He's seriously like, I used to have a blog and I didn't tell them about it. And then I started getting posts that were like, you go, girl. I'm like, that's my fucking dad. I know it. And then one day it was like, so how's your blog?
His name's Martin, right?
Marty.
Marty
was like, how's your blog? I fucking knew you were, you go, girl.
He loves you. He's so proud of you.
He's so sweet. He's so supportive.
My dad he said, hey, there's a fireman whose daughter and all her friends listen to your murder podcast. I swear to God. And I was like, uh-oh. He texted it to me. He goes, what's it called? And I said, my favorite murder. And he goes, how come you didn't tell me about it? And I go, because there's a ton of swearing and we talk about murder the whole time. And then he was like, oh, you or something. I was like, I hope to God my father never listens to this.
I don't care if mine does. I bought him my favorite murder shirt.
Oh, nice.
So if you see an older man, a distinguished older man walking around New Orleans with my favorite murder shirt on.
With two cartoony girls on his shirt.
That might be Marty.
Marty.
Marty. He's the best.
Okay, sorry.
We
derailed.
We could do this all day. All right. So my favorite murder, I survived edition.
Sweet.
So do you know about Alexander Pichunsky?
Pichunsky.
Pichunskin. Hold on a second. You know when you like write and write and write all day and then you never say it out loud? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Should have practiced that.
Yeah.
Pishushkin. Pishushkin. Listen, he's Russian, okay? And they murdered my people.
Pushkin?
Pushkin.
No, I don't know.
Pishushkin. Pishushkin.
Pishushkin.
I think I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
AKA the chessboard killer.
No.
Yeah. The chessboard killer, he's called that because he was methodically hunting people and sought to kill one person for every space on the chessboard.
I love this. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I love this already.
Russian dude, Russian serial killer. He's also known as the Bitsa Park maniac because the Bitsa Park in Russia is where he did it. It's Moscow, Southwest Moscow is where he did a lot of his best work.
Wow. Can I do a high school brag and say I've been to Moscow?
Have you?
I went on a trip, like one of those package tours in high school. It was called Russia, Poland, and the East.
Dude, I want to go on that.
It was crazy amazing. And it was 1987, so it was before the wall came down.
You think now that I look 16 because I have Botox, they'll let me pretend I'm in high school and go? Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh my God. That's honestly, like, I'm dying to go to, like, I want to go to East Berlin, which I know doesn't exist anymore, but...
It was crazy. It was crazy. And there was all this stuff, because it was still... was it still the Soviet Union? Is that, yeah, technically. So there's all this old buildings that were just left over. It was almost like how I imagine Cuba probably is, where it's like the great times, leave it there, even though it's this huge empty building that no one's in anymore. It was
driving the same old cars no one had. And it's like,
it was amazing. And there was, they had tables set up. I'm totally have derailed you, but I'm,
oh, I want to talk thing. About this.
They had tables set up in the street. And you would go up and you would give them, you know, 3 rubles or whatever. It was like so cheap. Yeah. And then you would just pick up a little pre-poured glass of warm Coke and just drink a little, like probably three fingers of Coke, and then give them the glass back. And they would take it and sterilize it and then pour more Coke in the glass. And it was like a little card table that was set up.
It's like when you're running a marathon, except when they hand you Coke and you pay for it.
So you just stop and have a couple sips of Coke.
That is so weird.
And they also had vodka vending machines.
Better. I would do that one instead.
Yeah. We drank a lot of vodka. We were all allowed to drink because the drinking age over there was like 16. It was nuts.
That sounds incredible. I would kill to go on a grocery store. Like, I'm obsessed with authentic grocery stores. Mm-hmm. I would go to that grocery store so hard.
Their grocery stores were very sparsely because
it's like
stocked.
This is the toothpaste. There's not a bunch of brands.
Yeah,
this is toothpaste.
Yeah,
which I'm kind of like, let's do that now. No, I'm not a communist or a socialist.
No, you're definitely not a socialist, but you are a Bernie bro.
Right.
Sometimes I'm sick of it.
Overwhelmed. That is not true. I just want everyone to know that's not true. I'm actually a Republican. I'm actually a Trumpster. Is that what they call themselves?
Yeah, Trumpsters. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't even.
What I'm saying is ask me anything about Russia.
Why did you kill my people? So Pishushkin, he committed his first murder in 1992. He was a student, college or high school. I don't care. So he was motivated in part by a macabre competition with like the better known Russian serial killer, Andrei Chikatilo.
Yes.
Who's like the creepiest creep, kind of hot creep.
No,
like,
he's not hot.
He's like older dude hot.
No, he's in no way hot.
A little bit older dude hot.
Doesn't he have a dent in his head?
Oh, no, I'm into that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Actually, I have a thing.
Yeah, you're right. That's very judgmental.
Dented heads.
Who am I to say?
I feel dirty.
So wait, sorry. He didn't know him. He was just like, he knew what he did and was competing with him.
Yeah, he was like, which is like, find someone else to compete with. Like, like Olympic athlete.
Although Chikatilo was kind of the Olympic athlete of serial killers.
I wonder if this Alexander Pishushkin is pissed that he actually didn't beat him.
You know he is.
Yeah. So, blah, blah, blah. Andre was convicted in 92 of killing 53 children and young women over a 12-year period. So this guy was like, I'm going to do 64 for a chessboard. Quick question, 64 on a chessboard, correct? Yes, let's just go with it. So, okay, here's...
correct, moving on.
Here's a regular fact on my favorite murder. His mom says that the beginning of his downfall and becoming a crazy person was when he was...
Hit on the head.
Send him back.
Ding dong.
He was hit on the head by a swing at age 4. And I'm like, unless the swing was made of cinder blocks.
That's what happened to Richard Ramirez. He got hit in the head with a swing. Like, exactly.
Swing?
Yes.
They're made of like rubber. It's enough.
I think like in the 70s, 80s.
Do concussions affect children more than they do adults?
Probably. I mean, like...
You're a doctor, right?
Yes. Please ask me anything. I love lying.
You're a Russian doctor,
right? I think we've established that I love to bullshit. So the answer there is...
If you act like you're right, you're technically right.
Yeah, except until I tell on myself the next episode.
Right. And apologize. Pishushkin lured his victims. He mostly was into elderly homeless men. Mm-hmm. Not in a sexual way. Mm-hmm. He would say to them in this park, hey, do you guys want to get shit-faced on vodka? I'm paraphrasing here. And he would say, like, let's go to the grave of my beloved dog that's, like, deep in the park. Oh. And he was actually really loved animals. He was never, and he got
that's
hit in the
weird.
Head, but he didn't kill animals.
Okay.
Then they'd go out there and be drinking, and he would attack them with a hammer.
Oh,
man. That's just the...
Yeah, that would hurt a lot.
Just the like... Okay. That became his trademark. And then he would... Oh, no. This became his trademark. He would do that. And then he would push a vodka bottle into the gaping wounds of their skulls.
Oh, no.
It's like when you make a watermelon vodka thing. What is that? You know what I'm talking about? When you like poke a hole in a watermelon and then empty a bottle of vodka in there. And
then it's like, he was kind of trying to do one of those.
4th of July.
Maybe he was a frat boy.
Oh, just pickling that brain.
Kind of lost it a little bit in the park. Russian frat boys are different than they are here.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have a frat boy from here than a Russian frat boy?
I don't know. I don't want to choose. I choose neither.
Oh, I didn't know that was a choice. Otherwise, I still would have chosen Americans. Most of his victims were elderly men, but he did kill three women and one child. The body of one of the women was, I don't, do you want to know how that there were tiny stakes hammered into her skull and around her eyes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so,
yeah.
Stakes?
Tiny stakes.
Like
not.
Like pitching a tent.
Yeah. You're
using,
not like yum, yum stakes.
Yeah.
He said once, for me, life without murder is like life without food for you. I felt like the father of all these people since it was me who opened the door for them into another world.
Yeah, that's not true.
They're like, I prefer Marty. I prefer my actual dad, but yeah. Thanks.
Dads aren't supposed to be like that, actually. Right.
So here, let's get to the survivor. All right?
Yes.
Fucking badass bitch. Her name was Maria Viracheva. She was 19 and 3 months pregnant, which already you're like,
come on.
Like, let me get through this.
Yeah.
You know, pregnant. And the man she was, her boyfriend was a friend of this killer.
Oh.
Which is like, date someone else, find better friends. She met him. She's ran into him at work. She and her boyfriend had just gotten into a huge fight. And so she was pissed off, like hanging out near the metro station. And he saw her and was like, and he had been hunting for a victim. And this is in February of 2002. I should have started with that.
Yeah.
So he said that most of his male victims, he was able to get them away with alcohol was the thing that the reason they would go with him. But for women, he said, quote, women always need to have a financial interest. Fuck you.
You don't know me.
Man, I like vodka.
I know.
I don't need your fucking
I like
money.
Dead pets' graves.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I'll cheers over that. Dick. So he says to her that he has several boxes of brand new contraband cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Stashed inside the
park. Women always love cameras. That's really true.
If there's some kind of deal going, like a sales deal where they're like, oh, I have this thing, I'm going to cut you in on it, just say no. Even if it's true, you're still probably going to get arrested.
You have to pay for things that you want in this life.
Right.
When you try to sidestep that fact, you mess with the wrong people. You end up in the forest at a dog's grave, mm-hmm. what have you, and then with a vodka bottle in your head.
Free money isn't free. Like just go without.
Just get a job,
mm-hmm.
buy your own shit,
mm-hmm.
stay out of the forest.
It's never gonna be chill. That's going to be the quote. Get a job. What was it? Get a job.
Anytime we list anything in threes, we want you to put it on a poster.
There was another one. Shit, Karen is full of quotes tonight.
I'm full of beans.
Sonny beans. Oh my God. Okay.
We got to get through this.
So, all right. So here's what he does. He's like, here's some cameras in here. Come on in with me. And she's like, okay. Fuck, don't do that. Because she was pissed at her boyfriend, you know?
It's a great way to rebel.
I've done some stupid shit when I'm like pissed at my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So he takes her over to where he says he left the camera, which is this well, this like brick well into the like forest ground. And he lifts the manhole cover off and he's like, hey, take a look inside, dude. And she approaches, he grabs her and shoves her into the well. And she's trying to grasp the edges of the rim of the well. And he grabs her by the hair and just like starts smacking her head against the cell, the concrete walls. Which is so weird that he like didn't even kill her before. It was like almost this fun toying with her thing. But she let herself fall. She said, quote, I realized that he would kill me like this. So I let go. It's like, which side is better, up or down?
Yeah.
And he yells to her, take a bath there. Couldn't come up with something better.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Yeah. She said, my head hurt terribly, but I wanted to live. So after falling about 30 feet, Maria lands in a sewage pipe about a foot in diameter with the stream running through about 3 feet high. So it's like the sewage line.
Ugh.
And I might have gotten some of those numbers wrong because guess what? They were like in meters and shit. And I tried change them. And I
Yeah, because I was like, how do you land in a... But basically, it's down a well and then a slightly smaller thing.
Down a well... It's tight. She falls 30 feet about. It's a tight little area.
Okay.
And she's in like, it seemed like waist high rushing sewage water. Ugh. Rushing. And it's trying to get her into this like pipe, into this other part of the sewage system that she definitely would have drowned in. Luckily, she fucking puts her hands to the side and stops herself from going down that pipe.
Okay.
She removes her jacket and boots real quick. Man, this girl's smart. She was able to plant her feet and hands on the side of the pipe to stop from being swept away by a shit storm.
Ugh. So gross.
I know, man. Like, what a bad day. So she finds another well. Like, she goes through, but it sounds like she was in there for hours. Mm-mm. And eventually finds an iron ladder running up the side. She goes up. What?
Sorry. Say it. Like someone had shot an iron ladder. Sorry.
Wait, what?
She's a sewage thing and then an iron ladder floats by because someone had shot it. Don't make me say it twice. It's a terrible joke. I should have been get laughing. It.
No, like she finds it up the wall. Got it's it. Like in the wall. So got she's it. Like, ladder. It's not shoots and ladders.
We have to edit that part out. It's the worst joke I've ever said, and I had to say it
Steven,
two times.
Don't take that note. This stays in. I've edited out some shit for you before. This is not going to be one of them. I will just take all the edits I've done for you and put them into one episode and post them.
Can you imagine? That's actually a genius idea.
Because it won't make any sense because contextually.
Just random, terrible edits of awful things.
Of all like the stuff we've said.
Me saying someone shat an iron ladder. Okay, please continue.
So she finds this ladder up the wall.
Uh-huh.
Not from someone's bowels.
I know.
No, I'm kidding. I love it. That's why you're a comedian. Climbs up it and she's like, well, shit, this is like an 80-something pound manhole cover. She can't get it open. She's so close. And then she opens it a tiny bit and sees a woman running from it, like leaving. And she's like, well, that was my last chance. She's exhausted from crawling for hours through all the gross fucking sewage. She's like, this is it. I'm dead. But it turns out the woman had heard her screams and heard the manhole cover lift a little, or saw the manhole cover lift a little bit and like fucking ran for, you know, help to lift this manhole cover. So she was taken to the hospital. She and her kids survived. Man, I bet, like, what is that kid's life like today?
Well, they may have been somehow inoculated by being in all that shit. So they're like superhuman, never get sick.
Yeah, they're like, Marvel's like, how do we tell this like story of a superhero?
Well, let's see.
So she survives. Here's the worst part. Here's another bad part. She's reporting the incident to the police, and somehow I read a couple different reasons. The police were like, nope, and like ended up making her sign something saying that she herself had accidentally fell into the well. And that he had nothing to do with it.
What?
Yeah. Either because she didn't have the correct papers, like citizen papers, or the cop was bored. It's like, so for some reason, they were like, no, we're not going to pursue this.
Wow.
Yeah. So he went on to claim dozens of lives after that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So right now, there's a criminal investigation going into the cop who, you know, okayed that. I'm sure nothing will happen. He has two other survivors. One was a 14-year-old homeless boy who also got thrown down a well in March 2002. He again said he tried to tell the police, but they wouldn't listen to a homeless boy. How are you 14 and homeless, Russia?
Oh, because that place is terrible. It's all like, it's either the super rich or the insanely poor.
Yeah.
But that also happened in Chikatilo when I saw that there was like a made-for-TV movie where Stephen Ray played the cop that was investigating him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got to when they realized he had been murdering all these people, they were like, you won't arrest him. Like, it was as if like the Russian authorities were like, we're not admitting that we have this problem.
Yeah.
And I think that is a way that they dictate the cops have to do stuff.
Sure. If like some woman had been, especially because she knew him too, yeah. Because she could be like, it was this dude.
Yeah. It's like, they're saying like, that's not going to be a problem that we're having.
And from a couple of the accounts I read, he like came over to hang out with her boyfriend after that. Like, she had to see him.
No. What?
And he said something like, hey, you want to go for another walk?
Like, he fucking taunted her.
That's crazy.
I know. But
it's also weird to have a habit of pushing people down wells.
Totally.
That's really weird.
It is weird.
It's usually, it's like, you know, they're into the murder part.
Well, it's weird that he went from hitting someone on the head with a hammer. And in addition to that, he liked pushing people down a well.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make, like, you should do one, then you should do one and then the other.
Yeah. Pick an MO. Get your style going.
Yeah. And then, like, with the checker or checkers, with the chess, like, come on, man. Pick one.
Yeah.
So the murder of Marina Moskalova, Melina Moskalova in 36, who was 36 in the spring of 2006, was his last murder. They actually found her body with a metro ticket in it with his trademark injuries. And they found a video of him and her from the metro station walking together.
Oh.
Yeah. So they caught him. He was arrested June 2006, convicted of 49 murders and 3 attempted murders. And it seems like he asked to be convicted for 60 murders.
Wow.
Just like, fuck off.
Because he wanted credit for all the murders he had done.
Yeah. He got life in prison with the first 15 years to be spent in solitary confinement. So I'm sure.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to be.
15 years? You can't do that.
Where are we?
Russia. You nutty place.
15 years in solitary confinement. Like, is there even a reason for that? Or it's just punished? It's like, we can't give you the death penalty, so we're just going to do this instead.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, yeah, why not kill him? 15 years? That's awful.
Did you hear recently in California, they passed a law that juveniles can't get more than like 2 hours of solitary confinement, which I think is... I almost cried when I heard that because it's such an obvious... It's such an obvious smart thing to do.
Yeah, it makes you think what's happened that made them pass that law.
Fuck.
Horrifying. Yeah.
Okay, so, and he and Pashushkin has said that he would have continued killing indefinitely if he hadn't been stopped.
I believe it.
Yeah.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. I just want to give fucking a shout out to Maria for being such an incredible badass.
You know what? Here's the smartest thing she did.
Yeah.
If you're ever in water, take off anything heavy that you're wearing, jacket, boots, clothes like that.
Interesting.
That's what drags you down.
Really?
It makes you tired when you have to tread water. Huh. It makes you super tired. Like anything like that, boots or anything, pants, take it off.
Very interesting. I've never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. That's very smart of her.
Very, yeah. Especially when you're in shit water. She's just like, how can you concentrate on that?
Ugh.
Maria Vera Chavilla. Which, like, you don't find a lot of stuff when you Google her at all.
Right.
Him, it's like the same shit over and over again. He's gross. There's photos of him. He's a creep.
He's not hot like Chikatilo.
Oh, shut up. I like him dented. Physically and emotionally dented.
Inside now.
Okay, we're back. Here's what's crazy.
Yeah.
This is the first episode where I say stay out of the forest. The whole chunk of the saying that I say because of this story you tell me that is so awful.
I know.
Just this one, you know, they all do in their different ways. This one sticks in my mind just for the sheer brutality of it and the fact that there was a survivor. Like,
yeah,
she survived this monster. It's just incredible.
And he continued to kill. Like, the amount of time it took for him to finally get arrested and put in prison is just absurd and bananas.
Horrible.
And just so hard to, like, listen to. Okay, and also I have some updates.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically on Maria Vericheva. In the original episode, we wondered why Maria claimed she accidentally fell into the well instead of that he attacked her. And now we know that the police officer who took her statement promised to tell her boyfriend that she was safe and to bring her clean clothes, but only if she agreed to say it was an accident.
Why?
And that officer was later jailed for incompetence, which is fucking nice to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Senior investigator Andrei Supernenko said, quote, his only motive was, I do not want to work. That's all. He did not need to search for anyone or prove anything. If only he had worked out properly then, the killer would have been detained. We would then not have seen more than half the corpses.
Ugh.
So just like we were talking about, it's because of this one officer's incompetence
and laziness.
Horrible.
And then, yeah, again, also Maria didn't have proper documents to live in Moscow. And so she feared the consequences from that. And that's also part of why she didn't press charges or, you know, move forward and really try to take that case to the next level. But in 2006, Maria bravely testified against Pachushkin, even facing him directly as part of the police investigation. So good for her. She finally got her justice and she gave birth to a healthy baby, but was forced to give the child up for adoption. So this poor girl. And as I said in the episode, Pachushkin was sentenced to life in prison with the first 15 years in solitary confinement. And as of 2017, he's been serving time in a Russian correctional facility way up beyond the Arctic Circle, known as the Polar Owl.
Oh, it's very Hogwarts.
Yeah, but I bet it's not.
Also, since this is the phrase that pays, this was merch back then. We are relaunching the original merch. So if you want a t-shirt or a very cozy hoodie that says, get a job, buy your own shit, stay out of the forest, you can do that now.
It's the artwork that our friend Kat Solon made. Well, and you can go to myfavoritemurder.com to get it. Okay, so let's listen to Karen's survivor story. This is the harrowing tale of Sarah Brady.
Well, mine this week is once again me retelling you an episode, my favorite episode of I Survived.
I'm so excited.
My favorite crime show. If you're new to this podcast, hi, welcome. Hey, my favorite crime
should
show.
Should I rate them again?
You can. Yeah. Of all, I would say is I Survived, because it's a beautifully produced, it's television well made. It's one-on-one interviews where people speak slightly off camera, purely telling their story of survival with no reenactment, no cheesy actors, no shots of anything, just the story, which is 1,000 times scarier and more upsetting than if you were cutting away to some dumb, like, it. That show made me realize those cutaways in other, like, firsthand story shows just deaden the effect.
Yeah.
When a person is sitting there telling you what happened to them,
face to camera,
there's no scarier, no realer. I mean, that's it.
Honestly, I don't. There's a helicopter.
It's just a light invasion.
Listen, we're in Hollywood.
Murder. So it is.
Murder cap. I hate reenactments. They just take you out of it. They're corny.
Yeah.
They're not. You can't reenact the actual violence of what took place. And I mean, there's just, I don't like it.
And sometimes on some shows, they're so gratuitous. There's like an extra sound effect and the girl's always in a bra. We were like, right. Really?
So can we say the exception is A Crime to Remember?
We love A Crime to Remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, that those reenactments are perfectly done.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
So, and I Survived, back to my favorite show. Well, I should say one of my favorite shows, but it's all these stories I remember because they're so perfectly told. So this one I loved because I love the girl that tells the story that it happened to her. And her name is Sarah Brady. And this happened when she was 26 years old and 9 months pregnant.
Pregnant women.
She was, that's right.
Oh my God, weird.
Sarah was apparently overdue. So she was like waiting to have this baby any moment.
Fuck. Can you imagine, like, her, everything is swollen.
Everything's hard. You're doing everything for two. So here's what happens. She's registered at Babies R Us. And she gets a call one day from a woman who says her name is Sarah Brody.
What year is this?
This is 2004.
Okay.
So she gets a call. A woman says, my name's Sarah Brody. And I got one of your... we're both registered, I guess, at Babies R Us because I got one of your packages.
So similar names.
Yes.
Shit, man.
And so she's like, oh, okay, crazy. I'll come and get it.
Yeah.
You live on my way to work, whatever. So they make this plan. She goes and she picks up the package. She goes into the woman's apartment. This woman lives in a basement apartment. She said it was a completely fine exchange. They talked a little bit about how they were both nervous to be mothers. They just talked about, you know, whatever. And we'll call her R. Sarah, the good Sarah, says that she just got the impression this girl was very young and she seemed kind of alone. So she had a kind of a warmth toward her because she was like, oh, you know, and we have kind of the same name. And they're basically seemed like they were going to have babies right at the same time.
Aww, yeah.
So Thanks. See you later. Great. Takes the package, goes home. So a couple days later, there's another phone call and it's her again going, I got another package for you. And so when she gets off the phone, she is, I think she's having the baby with her boyfriend. They're engaged to be married. So her fiance or boyfriend's brother is there at their house. And she goes, that girl got another package for me. I have to go get it. And the brother goes, that's weird. I have a bad feeling about this. Don't go.
Holy
over there.
Shit. Really?
Yeah. And she goes, no, you don't understand. I already met her, saw her face to face. She's totally normal and fine.
Do you think he is a murderino?
Ooh, he could be.
I don't think a normal person, like every situation I'm in, I'm like, is that going to be a murdery situation?
Right. He had his vibe out kind of.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I don't like the sound of this, basically said to her. And she was like, don't be crazy.
A murderino, by the way, is just basically someone like us that someone on Facebook coined who's obsessed with murder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that for the first time person that you attacked earlier?
I'm just trying to be nice to them at this point because they're like, I know they don't like me. They're like not on my side. They're not voting for my murder. We vote on this podcast, by the way.
We vote at the end, right? Yeah. To see who won.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hope not. So anyway, she's like, don't be crazy. So the next day she goes back over there. Well, this time she says the feeling is a little bit different. Just a little, there's a little tension in the air. So she's like, great, you know, here's the package. And she's like, I want you to come back here and come and look at this thing. And she's like, I really have to go. I have to pick up my son from school. I have things I have to do.
Dude.
She basically kept trying to continue the conversation a little longer than Sarah felt comfortable. You know, it was all that kind of vibe. And she said, but she just was trying to be polite. So she wanted to leave.
You guys never be nice.
Yeah. She wanted to leave, but was kept erring on the side of politeness. So at one point she was like, she wanted to show her the nursery. She wanted to da da da. And then, but finally Sarah was like, look, I have to pick up my son from school. I have to go. And then she went into labor pains. Like she said she was having labor pains.
Good Sarah, bad Sarah.
Bad Sarah says she's having labor pains.
Fuck.
So she starts screaming like a lunatic. And she pulls Good Sarah into the bathroom. And that is when Sarah said, she looked at her face and her face was the face of a completely different person. Like it was crazy, wild eyes, super scary. And then all of a sudden, like a light switch, she stopped screaming and said, oh, I guess that's over.
Oh my God.
Our Sarah is super weirded out and is like, all right, I, if you're okay, I have to go. And she's like, yeah, just hold on one second. I just need to go get this thing. So she goes back into the back of the apartment. Bad Sarah does. Good Sarah's coming out. She kind of like looks into a room and she said there was a People magazine cover that was framed and whoever the celebrity was in the picture, she had scratched their face out. And so she was like, all of a sudden I was like, this is wrong. This is bad news.
She had framed a photo of a celebrity that she had scratched their face out.
Yes. I can't remember here. Just quick side note. You can't watch I Survived unless you sign up through your cable subscription, like to watch it on Lifetime because they're on Lifetime now. And I tried to do it like 20 times so I could just get the word for word of this middle part of the story.
I like it better when you tell it.
Okay, good. But I just wanted to get this detail of like, because I think she said it was either Sarah Jessica Parker or like she
it's
says.
It's gotta be Brangelina. Let's say Brangelina and the Angelina part of it is fucking scratched.
You can get the details if you watch. It's season 2, episode 10. Jesus. I just couldn't access it through my laptop. Anyhow.
Yeah.
She's got the bad chills. She's freaking out. So she's like, I gotta get out of here. She also then sees some paperwork with the name, like a bill or something with the name Katie Smith on it.
Oh,
so
fuck.
She's like, this isn't good.
Oh no.
So she goes and she's like, I really have to leave. And
say that. Just fucking go.
Sarah says, okay, but can I get a hug? And of course she wants to say no, but she feels like she has to say yes.
Don't let people
for some
touch
strange
you.
Reason.
Don't let people touch you if you're not comfortable with it.
She goes in for the hug. And when they come out of the hug, Bad Sarah raises up a huge kitchen knife and tries to stab her. Our Sarah puts her hand up, blocks it, and grabs the knife.
No, this is not. No, I just scared the shit out of Mimi. My God.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Has to grab the knife.
No.
Knocks it away. The knife goes onto the ground. Our Sarah grabs the door, runs out, runs up the stairs, is screaming and running in this apartment building, gets to the front door of the apartment building, grabs it, tries to unlock it. Bad Sarah is right behind her, grabs her by the hair, drags her, screaming, kicking and screaming, back downstairs, back down to the basement apartment.
Oh my God. This
no one in the apartment building hears or comes out or does anything.
Oh my God.
She gets dragged back into the apartment.
I don't think I can deal with this one.
You got to hang in here with me.
Okay.
Because remember the name of the show?
I know.
I Survive.
Okay.
Sarah's the one telling us this story. She gets pulled back into the apartment. Oh, also the first time she went there, when she walked in the door the first time, when she was like, it was fine, no big deal. She did remember, oh yeah, she did lock the door after me when I walked in.
I do that though.
You do? All right. So maybe we won't hold that one against her.
Still, I get why that would be creepy.
It's just weird.
That for friends, not for people I don't know.
And also they live in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, a tiny town, apparently, okay. According to what I read.
Yeah.
So it's not.
LA, and then I gave out my address.
But so she pulls her back in and now she knows she's in a fight for her life. So she's like, I got to protect my baby and I got to stay alive. So they start wrestling and they go over the couch. They hit the coffee table. They're wrestling. Hitting each other, the whole thing. And finally, good Sarah grabs the knife, stabs her 3 times.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Because this girl's trying to stab her to death.
I thought this was going to be a takes the baby case.
Well, Sarah staggers upstairs, covered in blood, with her own, her hands are completely slashed.
Oh God.
She gets outside and gets across the street and is laying on the sidewalk or the ditch or whatever. So she got as far away as she could and then she basically was out. The cops show up and find her there. Then they go down to the basement apartment and find this girl whose real name is Katie Smith dead. They're holding Sarah Brady.
Sure.
Our Sarah.
Yeah.
Holding her, you just murdered this girl, this friend of yours, they were saying. And she's like, no. And they're like, you just murdered a pregnant woman. So they go in and they search her apartment. She is not really pregnant.
No.
It was a false belly.
Of course.
She's never been pregnant. She's 22 years old. She's got the full nursery set up. She's got all the stuff. But then in another room, she's got all kinds of OBGYN equipment.
Oh my God.
Including... they uncovered an obstetrics kit equipped with gloves and surgical scissors in Smith's apartment.
Holy shit.
And they finally put it together that Katie Smith was planning on stabbing Sarah Brady and cutting her fetus out of her body.
This is how I thought it was going to end and I wanted to cry.
That's what she was intending to do. This girl, Katie Smith, had told everyone in her family and all her neighbors that she was pregnant with twins. She was showing people a sonogram of twins. She had everybody convinced. And now she was at the quote unquote 9 month period.
Shit.
And she had to get a baby. And apparently the bad Katie was obsessed with pregnancy from her teenage years. Yeah. She had been a little off or whatever, and always had a thing about wanting babies and having babies and this whole thing. So Sarah Brady, the cops bring her in, and once they discover all this other stuff, they're like, oh, she was trying to kill you. And she's like, yeah, that's what I was telling you. We're not friends. Badass. I don't know that girl. Yeah, this wasn't something of two pregnant women who were pissed at each other.
Yeah.
This woman tried to kill me. Even though she got brought in and questioned, she was never charged with anything. She was cleared of all suspicion.
Yeah. 9 months pregnant and she fucking beat the shit.
And she fucking survived. And then they show, this is why I love her, is because first of all, when you watch this episode of I Survived, she's like every girl you went to high school with.
Really?
She's
like exactly how you picture her. She's just cute and young, and she tells the story like, then she tried to stab me. Like you,
she's like a normal human being.
It's just like, you know her. Yeah. I totally feel like I've met her before.
Yeah.
And then they show a picture of her with her little daughter, the baby that she has, who's completely happy and healthy. And her whole thing is like, this had to happen. I now know what I'm made of. I'm like, this is what motherhood does. This is the power of women. There was no way I was going to let her hurt my child. And it is the most, you just adore her at the end of this episode. And she says like, I wish that that girl wasn't so sick, but I did what I had to do. And I, you know, got therapy or whatever, but this is what I had to do. I wouldn't have done it if she, you know, hadn't attacked me.
I just got butterflies in my womb for like the first time in like years.
Yeah. That's the power of motherhood. That's the power of my storytelling on your motherhood.
Karen, can I say that was a fucking great storytelling.
Did you like that one?
Like you put, that was a good one. That was one of the best storytellings that we've had.
Of my life?
No. No, you've done better than that.
I can't recommend I Survived enough because their stories become your story.
Yeah, no, I'm watching it now.
I've told that one a bunch of times.
That is crazy.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite. She was also on Oprah, this girl.
No.
Yeah.
Good for her. Oh my God. Tell me about, is it the brother-in-law?
Uh-huh.
I want to know. He just got to the cop station. I was like, told you so.
I fucking told you, Sarah.
What did I say?
Just screaming that into her face.
You fucking idiot.
She's crying with her hands all bandaged. What?
How bad would he have felt if she had actually gotten killed or whatever?
And oh my
like,
God.
I told her so.
But also, like, that's the thing is he said, I have a bad feeling. Just let us go over there with you. And she was like, no, no, no. That's another thing is like, if somebody else just says, well, I'll just go with you.
Yeah.
What's the harm?
What's the big deal?
Let them go with you.
Let's all make a pact, everyone listening, to not go in anyone's house that we don't know ever, even if it seems innocent.
Really? Like a party or something?
No.
What you're saying is always take a buddy.
Always take a buddy. Like, always don't be like, oh, come over and like, come in. I have a, you know, let me grab the letter that I was going to.
Right.
No.
No one has a letter for you.
No.
That's a lie.
Say you have allergies.
Just say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sick. Mm-hmm. You can throw out any kind of period reference. People will let you get out of anything.
Mm-hmm. Like the 1700s, the 18, any period at all. Oh my God. I'm so
sorry. Plasticine era. No, I love a good pun.
My mom used to do a thing where she's like, you can blame it on me. If you don't want to do like this thing, just say your mom won't let you.
Yeah.
Karen and Georgia right now are telling you, you can blame it on mom or your mom.
Yeah. Say my friend Karen will get really mad.
Yeah.
And it's probably true because I have a serious temper. I'm sorry. If I come to that thing with you, my friend Karen, and just point over your shoulder with your thumb, like I'm nearby.
Like a vague point. Yeah. Like a vague reference to you.
Sorry, my friend Karen won't let me.
Yeah. Karen's in the car.
Yeah.
But you could just be listening to the podcast. Karen's in the car.
That's right. We're always with you. And we're always mad about something.
Oh, that was so good. Tell me her name again.
Sarah Brady.
Sarah Brady.
From Badass. Fort Williams, Kentucky.
Don't fuck with Sarah Brady.
Don't fuck with any of her type.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's good stuff.
So
I mean...
Good.
You got to watch that episode because the way she tells the story of fighting this girl off is nuts. She looks like the girl that would sit next to you in homeroom telling a story about fighting off a knife attack.
Jesus. And it's always like you think of yourself as like, I have black hair and I would kick this person's ass. And then it's like, nope, it's the little fucking tiny cute one. It's always the little tiny cute ones.
It's the ones you don't expect.
Yeah.
Well, also imagine like a huge kitchen knife, somebody even jokingly raising it up above your head. You'd just be like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't catch it with my hands.
Really? I have a harder time with that than...
It's so awful. Lots of those stories.
Oh my God. Like I really have an issue. I really can't.
It's gross.
Even. Defensive wounds, man.
Horrible.
Do you want to hear
a hometowner?
A hometowner?
Yes.
I got one cute. All right. You know, I'm not going to say this because some people are going to send it to me. There's a different email address. Some people send it to me and then I know you haven't read it. So sometimes I read it, but I don't want people sending it to my email address because it's a lot.
Yeah.
Because I have anxiety and stress. Okay.
There's plenty of ways to get a hold of us, like at myfavoritemurder@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, we should say that. Myfavoritemurder@gmail.
Yeah, send your hometown murders send there.
Totally. So many good ones. All right. So this is from Paula. I was 10 years old and it was 1990. Hey, we're the same age.
Hey, hi.
My brother was graduating from Hickman County High School that year. Hickman County is a rural Tennessee town where maybe someone shoots up the trailer park because someone cheats. And then it says in parentheses, maybe it was my cousin's husband.
What's her name again?
Paula.
Paula.
But in the spring of 1990, the high school was still conducting a type of pre-graduation religious ceremony called Baccalaureate. Do you know what that
we
is?
We had that too, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I barely graduated high school.
No, that's a Catholic thing.
Okay. It was supposed to be held on Sunday afternoon after church with the graduates, usually around 150 kids and their immediate families in attendance. Well, all of us were at church that morning. The school science teacher was turning the school into one giant bomb that would have went off during the ceremony. The school assistant principal, Mr. Ron motherfucking Wallace, the motherfucking is for me because Mr. Ron Wallace had a daughter that was graduating, so he came in early to make sure everything would run smoothly. He apparently startled the science teacher, Donald Givens, was his name. Donald shot and killed him, and since everything wasn't ready yet, he had it set to slowly gas so that it would be an explosive... be on an explosive level during the ceremony. Holy shit, that's some fucking Walter White shit.
Yeah.
He panicked and just set things on fire. So Mr. Wallace being murdered saved hundreds of lives.
Oh.
The FBI did say that everything was actually set up correctly and it would have blown if his plan had been carried out. Myself and my entire family would have been casualties. It's such a weird event for me to reflect almost 30 years later. Oh God, is it 35? When I think of everything in my life since then, it was a national headline at the time, although being when it was, it's hard now to find good info on why exactly he did it. Mostly just town gossipy reasons at this point.
I bet he hated those kids.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So much.
He was, what is he? The science teacher?
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Man, those little shits.
That's insane.
How crazy is that?
I feel like I've never heard a story of a teacher that tried to kill everybody at once.
No, he was pissed.
That's amazing.
And that's actually 150 kids. That's a lot of kids. It's not a small school. It's not like 50 kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck, Paula.
Paula, that was good.
Paula, that was incredible.
That was a near miss. And guess what? That's another survivor story.
Oh my God.
Kind of accidentally, but.
I didn't even do that on purpose.
Look at us.
Look at us.
We're good at
podcasting.
And also look who came in the room.
He's ready for his close up.
Elvis knows when we're wrapping up and walks in and sits on the couch waiting for his part.
He starts salivating when he hears us get sad and be like, how do we wrap this up? This is depressing. He's like, oh, it's time.
Every time he hears the tone go down, he's like, ah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means.
Every time I stop going, oh my God, at your stories.
Can I say
you want to say it this year? This year? Where are we?
All year long.
Okay, but first we have to, thanks for listening. My Fave Murder on Twitter. Do things.
Do rate, review, subscribe, iTunes.
Fuck yeah.
The usual stuff.
Here we go.
I think we're number 7 on the comedy list again.
We're
which
back.
Is crazy.
Up in the number 10.
That's really nice.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you guys.
Love you.
Tell a friend about it.
And
or your Uber driver.
Stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
Elvis, do you want a cookie?
You got to say cookie?
Cookie?
He's confused.
Elvis,
don't make this part of the edited version of our podcast.
We can't make eye contact.
Because he's cross-eyed and he can't. Elvis, do you want a cookie?
God.
You want a cookie? Boy. Don't get murdered, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're back. Like, that story had me on the edge of my seat. Like, unfucking believable.
I mean, I've talked about this a bunch, but at this time when we were doing this podcast, mm-hmm. I had at least one writing job, if not two. So the idea that then I had a third writing job of writing these stories, which, of course, I don't think either of us understood the level of homework we were signing up for.
No.
So oftentimes my basically my Cliff's Notes cheat, what I would just would be that I would just retell an episode of I Survived,
yeah,
that I remembered and loved because I had to do something. And it was like it was the craziest position to be in. But I just want to give it up one more time for the television show I Survived. I believe it's produced out of New Zealand originally. If you have not seen it and you like true crime and you care about survivor stories, it is an absolute must watch. It's so incredible, people telling their own story. It's like, it's ideal. And in this one, Sarah Brady telling this story about what happened to her, it's just, my version of it is just the boiled over, warmed over version. You have to watch Sarah Brady tell her own story. It's mind-boggling.
Absolutely.
There are a couple updates. It eventually came to light that Katie Smith, who was the woman who attempted to murder Sarah Brady, had faked three other pregnancies in the past. She would go find personal information about pregnant women through their online baby registries. Wow. And after Sarah's attack, Babies R Us changed its policy to protect access to personal information, which is great that they did that. And then in this episode, I couldn't remember which celebrity face had been scratched out of the framed magazine cover, which is one of the chilling details as Sarah Brady is walking through this apartment.
Oh my God, seeing, can you imagine?
Seeing this creepy stuff. It was the four stars of Sex and the City whose faces had been scratched out, framed, and on a set of drawers.
No.
And one of their names, of course, was Sarah.
Right.
So, yeah. What a story. I mean, God.
It's a wild one.
It's so crazy.
This is also the first time I think we talk about the word murderino.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had gotten that from a Facebook, someone in the Facebook group coined the phrase murderino for somehow, and it just, I kind of stuck a little bit, you know?
I mean, it was such a good idea. It was a male murderino who did it, which I think is really stands out because there's not that many. They're a small but mighty group, and not that it matters, but that's just how I remember. I think I remember the name Kevin, but it could be wrong. But whoever did it, it was a word that he got from one of the Simpsons Halloween episodes.
Right.
And it just stuck like immediately as if it had always been everybody's name.
It's so good. And now people have it fucking tattooed on them. So like, good job, Maybe Kevin.
And also, if you are Maybe Kevin and you remember all this, will you write into the Gmail so we can actually give you the props you deserve? Because we've tried to give it to you, but it's like the Facebook page is gone, had to be
long
removed.
Gone.
You know, so we would love to give you the props you deserve if you're out there.
Yeah, and if you have a murderino tattoo, fucking tag us in that shit and we will high five you.
Send a little picture.
Stuff. Yeah.
For the picture website.
So again, this Rewind merch pre-order will close at midnight on Tuesday, December 17th, and you can go to exactlyrightstore.com and pre-order that limited edition zip hoodie or t-shirt.
Yeah, pretty good design.
Yeah.
Okay, so this episode, if we were naming it today, there's other options for us. We could call it Get With The Program because that's what Georgia said before explaining to new listeners what SSDGM means and who Elvis is.
Oh my God, yeah, Get With The Program. Everybody's a skipper, of course, you know, high five. We love a skipper.
There's You Go Girl.
Marty. And then, of course, I think everyone knows the name would be Stay Out of the Forest.
That's right. I mean, how could you deny it at the end of this?
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Rewind. Do you like these? Let us know in comment land and we'll keep doing them.
And stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
Goodbye.
Elvis, do you want a cookie?